Bloody hell, boys.
Hey, we're back, aren't we?
Hey!
Hey, guys. Nice to see you again.
Long time no see.
I've heard this is season three, Smith. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. This is like season one.
It's like season four. But yeah, it is season four. Season three was only like nine eps.
Was nine eps, but it was short and sweet.
This is even nine eps. Season three part Eight. Two.
And it's like season three was really short compared
to
the other
two. Thing.
So no, we lost District 9.
We lost several episodes.
Right, we lose District 9. We lost District 9.
Rip in peace. Pour one out for your brothers.
So, if you want fans, we won't be doing District 9. We've already done it.
We could
just
redo
picture
it.
What you think we would have said.
We could do the same stories.
Yeah. What was your story about, Smith?
Basketball with the president.
Yeah, moving on. What was your story about, John?
Don't remember.
Yeah. So, classics, obviously.
Right.
Why would we write stories, Tom?
What?
Because what
is
we
this?
Write
stories? Yeah, mate, this is Krabby Cannon Podcast, and what we do is we write some stories every week based on a story we watched that week. Did I say story? I meant film.
Yeah.
Even though those films contain stories, like today's story / film, Madagascar.
What year is this Madagascar?
2007.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. What year was it?
Right on the mark. But what's going on? It looks worse than Shrek.
I thought Shrek came first. I thought it was still, like, good animation, though.
No.
The textures are pretty shit.
The animation is good. It was weird. It looked kind of like a clay stop motion.
It looked like a PlayStation 2 game at times.
Yeah, but, like, when Melman's going crazy and Alex, it's all animated really well.
I tell you the shot that doesn't hold up very well, the zoo. The zoo looks so desolate. Like, there's no one there.
Mm. That's why they liked it.
So small.
It's really tiny, isn't it? Yeah.
It's tiny. There's nothing in their enclosures.
Don't you reckon this movie's like kids' comedy? There's jokes every second line in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like... I liked it, though. I'll be honest,
this was the first film I remember walking out of as a kid. And being like,
that was epic.
No, it's good.
Just being like, that.
You're completely
that wasn't
wrong
for me.
It's a good movie.
It's one of my first memories of being disappointed
in
a
good,
film.
I think at least. What do you think of it now, though?
I was still disappointed.
I was quite disappointed watching it.
Oh, it was good.
I reckon. I can't stand the four main characters. Every time it cuts to the penguins, I'm like, yes. Just stay with the penguins, man. Those are the characters. And the monkeys, just stay with those guys, please.
I think the penguins are the ones that are really good.
The best gag is when the penguins get to Antarctica and they're just standing there, and then another penguin turns and is like, "Oh, this sucks," and then it just cuts.
Yeah, no, the penguins are good. Who was voice acting the penguins? Do we know them?
No, I don't know.
Sacha Baron was the king guy, wasn't he?
I didn't know until watching it again.
Ben Stiller was Alex. Chris Rock was Zebra.
Yep.
Who was Melman?
Dave Trimmer.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's from Friends.
Oh, yep.
I don't know who plays Gloria.
Queen Latifah.
Gloria is Jada Smith.
It's Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wish it was Queen Latifah.
I probably like the voice acting in it as well. I thought they were all good.
I thought Chris Rock was the best.
I didn't think Ben Stiller was that
good. Ben Stiller is very forgettable. Even Alex as a character, I feel like, is pretty forgettable.
Yeah, I feel like all I remember before I watched it again was Chris Rock as the zebra.
Chris Rock's good. Chris Rock kills it. I feel like they underutilize Gloria.
I really laugh a lot at Sacha Baron Cohen's guy, the little fucking meerkat. What is he, Lima?
Yeah, Lima. He was massive at the time.
He's always bagging out his right-hand man, guys. Stuff. It's so good. I love it.
I like the little kid one that's like super enthusiastic. He's just like, shut up.
The little kid one when it's like...
What, little kid Lima?
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is good. Yeah, how they rock up at the island, right?
And there's just a party going on. That's like a story we'd write.
I love the idea of when they're like in the... when they're in the plane, which is like their meeting place, he's just sitting on like a human skeleton and waving a human hand around.
Well, in that scene, does someone hang themselves? when they say Fuso and they all go crazy.
Yeah, I
swear there's
do.
Like a
you're
gecko
right.
hanging itself.
There is. I swear there is. You're right.
There's a lot of jokes that really go over a kid's head in that movie.
Oh, this movie was 100%.
Like, how's when Melman at the start's like, oh, yeah, they use that for my rectal thermometer.
Yeah, and then he's talking about his pills and he's like, you can get them cheaper in Canada.
Yeah, just stuff like they say stuff like that all the time. A lot of jokes that would just fly over your head unless you're older than 15.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel...
I liked the general, like, the tone of it was quite funny, but it didn't really land it well.
The story's really weak.
Not much happens. Like, they go to Madagascar, and then what, the bad guy's Alex? But, like, the Fusa,
but
Alex?
Not really. And the Fusa are just discount hyenas from Lion King.
Simba.
But like... Nowhere near as charismatic as the hyenas.
And the whole time, the hyenas just back off Alex.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do anything.
They don't do anything from a plot point where as an audience, you're like, oh, these guys are scary.
They're not.
They're just kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And then I feel like
the real villain is the wild.
Ooh, wow, nice one. It is a really short movie.
It is short.
I can't believe it.
I stepped away for 5 minutes, and in the span of that 5 minutes, Alex had gone crazy and obviously tried to eat.
I remember
that shot from when I was a kid.
The steaks.
Alex tries to eat him.
Yeah.
And I feel like the whole film is building up to that point, and it's over in like 2 minutes, and then there's only like 5 minutes of the film left. Like... They don't... What do they do when they get to Madagascar?
They wash up on the beach. They look for help. But Marty's just like, hey, this is my place. Come on in. And then they find the lemurs. And the lemurs just like, let's make him our bros. So that they help us.
Yeah, lemurs then, are like, oh.
But do they ever help them again for the rest of the film?
Who?
Do the four...
They help. Like, yeah, they like split the line. So
don't
ever come
back. Do
you see
it happen again?
Kind of. They're like... And then they run off, and you can just tell that they're not coming back. The Fusa,
like when Alex goes crazy, the Fusa like.
Remember,
they
it was when I came over.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah,
but like I feel like that's the end of the film.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's nothing like. I feel like there's nothing that happens.
And
in the middle.
I feel like the Fusa will still attack if they just leave.
Yeah,
like Alex.
If they escape to Africa.
Yeah, that's number two, isn't it?
Africa.
What's number three?
Europe's Most Wanted.
I've seen number two. Number two actually has a lot more funny gags.
Do you guys
like
I like the gags with the humans and how they don't understand what...
they like picks up the phone
saying,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And
just
like... I don't understand. There's a bit where Marty is walking through the city and it's playing Staying Alive or whatever it's playing.
Yeah.
The humans don't even bat an eyelid.
Yeah, that is weird,
isn't
it? No
one even does like a double glance. They just keep on walking.
One guy
like,
kind of does.
He was gone.
But they're not going as crazy.
One guy kind of does. He looks up and he's like, and then he looks back down. He just shakes his head.
Yeah, it's a zebra in New York City. You'd be going, what the fuck?
Even the cop.
Like, yeah, the cop's just like, oh, I guess that's a zebra.
And they all corner him in the Grand Central.
They do very well. They get pretty far
to get
to Central.
It's weird how the old lady starts beating up the lion and stuff. I was like, what the hell?
I like the whole Grand Central stuff.
How good's the Knicks joke inside the subway?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like, oh, the Knicks lost.
That is a good joke.
That, like, there's really not much that happens in that movie.
I know.
Like, the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe spent on the zoo.
New York Giants as well is a gag.
Yeah,
that's a couple of times.
They don't really do anything with the gag. They just say New York Giants.
Yeah. I feel like, because the bit that annoyed me about that gag was, like, he sets up that they're going to call them pansies the whole time, but then they obviously were like, ah, that's funny.
They didn't
but
focus test
New York
well
Giants,
with children.
We can do New York Giants.
Mm.
Put that gag in. One of my favorite characters, that little spider, who's just a chill dude, and he never comes back.
And
that
like,
was so
that
sad.
Is weird that he doesn't come back, because like he gets hit on the floor, and he's going, get him. He's like helping them out, and they're trying to, like, he's just trolling them.
What does he
them.
Say when he turns around and
it's
talks
just
to
like,
them?
Hello.
He's like, hey guys.
Yeah, he's like, he's chill as.
So chill, and he's got the best voice.
Really, I would have had a lot of fun being that spider as well, just on the back, and then he gets hit.
I just love that line.
I think my favourite characters Easily the Penguins. I can see why they made a spin-off show.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, the Penguins are great.
They're just really good.
Yeah, I feel like every time it cuts to a scene with the Penguins, you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's good. And then the Lima guys, they're always funny. I found them really funny. Everyone else, I was kind of like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, I don't really care. Yeah.
I feel like they're not very memorable characters.
Mm-mm.
Compared to...
Like that song, I like to move it, move it. I remember that so vividly. I remember
that was like the entirety of their marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. That took off.
Like, but... Jesus. Just every scene with Lima guys was just funny.
Yeah.
They just had stupid shit that they were saying all the time. It was good.
Yeah, I feel like it...
None of it was serious.
The film heavily relies on all its background characters. And every time it's normal characters on screen, you're like... Eh.
Where's the monkey spin-off show?
Yeah, what's up with the monkeys? I thought they were going to have more.
The monkeys are in two quite a bit.
Okay, because they're just stuck on that ship the whole time.
The monkeys are in two. The monkeys are good in two. They have a couple of really good gags that I remember laughing at. I remember seeing it with Daniel Hayden in cinemas for some reason.
Can we blur out that name just for privacy?
Yeah, we'll bleep that.
Yeah, I didn't like the flinging shit jokes.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Didn't care about that. Thought, yeah, cool joke. I guess maybe the kids like it or something.
It's all, like, for the kids. Like,
but I think that those jokes go over the kids' head. Oh, we're going to fling poo at them, get ready.
But there's, like, jokes that are, like, so specifically just aimed at a child. Like, when Alex goes to kill Marty, and he just bites him, and he's like, you're biting my butt.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
They have a lot of cartoony sound effects as well when, like, some actions happen. Like the like accidentally hit something and it'll make like a bouncy noise and like it's very like Looney Tunes slapstick humor.
I like how the Lima guys are always dancing and he's always doing the robot. I was like thinking, Hambles, if you ever write a story, you'd have the lemurs popping and locking and stuff all the time.
Always, constantly.
I thought for sure you would have like the monkeys as like your two characters.
In Jumanji, how you had the monkeys as the cops.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's a throwback, boys. Crappy Cannon season one.
Look it up. It says
something.
20 something.
Yeah, who knows?
But yeah, I don't know. Part of me doesn't understand how it made so many sequels.
Yeah.
No. Well, what animation things were there?
I'd like to see how well 2 did, because I think 2 did really well, and 2 got a better rating. So I think it like.
Is it everyone's the same actor? I'm imagining.
I believe. Yeah.
Are the lemurs back in 2?
Yes.
They wouldn't get rid of those body lemurs.
Yeah, they're really good.
How do
just
they...
the king, like the king and this... King's,
just them two.
The three of them might be there.
Oh, the little cute guy.
From memory.
Hambles, how do they explain how they escaped to Africa when the ship has no petrol?
I can't remember. They're in a plane.
Oh.
So I think, because one of the plot points is two is they're trying to rebuild the plane.
Mm.
And the two monkeys are like the foremans on the work site. And they keep on making jokes about maternity leave.
Oh.
Because they have some workers, like, wanting to leave the building the plane. And they keep on, like, arguing for more rights. And, like, they want maternity leave. But he's, like, a man. I think that's, like, the joke, that he's a guy. How can he get maternity leave? Two's got some really funny bits.
That sounds great.
Yeah, like, the monkeys have
a bit. They utilize... Two is a good example of, like, they got the feedback from the first film, and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Everyone really liked all these side characters. Let's, like, really dig into them a bit more and write stupid shit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Just silly gags.
The monkeys have about one gag where it's, like, the penguins
they're
ask
really
them...
not in it that much.
Ask them to translate, and then the monkey... Like, hire a mammal. Can you translate? And then they translate the Kenya thing.
I really love how he always calls, Marty, his monochromatic friend.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
This is great.
Who calls him that? The penguin or
the
lemur?
The penguin. The penguin calls him, because they're black and white as well.
Oh, and they meet him in the zoo at the start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I really like I like the lead penguin so good.
He's got a great voice. I wonder who that voice
is. He does, doesn't
he?
Yeah, I don't know who it is, to be honest. Smith, you got anything?
No
any
idea.
Goofs or trivias that you want to tell us?
I looked up in Google...
Tidbits.
The Central Park Zoo. And then the top question for Google is, do you have a zebra, lion, hippo, and giraffe?
Do they?
And the answer is just like, no, they ran away. They didn't run away, they got taken away.
Is that your titty?
That's all I got.
Your tits,
that's all he's got.
Dude, you're better than that. last season you were way better.
Yeah, you had at
it's
least
just new season. There's just it's straightforward, you know, no goofs, no, no jokes.
All right,
you deliver facts and you deliver them well.
Don't worry, guys. Next week I'll bring all the titties.
Oh, damn.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to think of more things to say about this film.
There's really not
but
much to say.
There's not
is
much.
There?
It's pretty straightforward.
Nah, it's a really short film.
It's really short. It's pretty straightforward.
The whole like
I like the sorry, Smith.
No,
like,
no, I'll continue.
No, no, I'm gonna.
No, I'll continue.
Just how like Alex sleeps under the heat. I thought it was a nice touch. Being
yep.
a cat, loving the heat.
Yep.
Melman being a giraffe.
Yeah,
weird Zebra decision Marty. To make him so neurotic. Like, who thought of that?
And how he loves meds and being on the physions.
Yeah,
okay,
like he's acupuncture.
Yeah,
I really like the gag of him digging his own grave.
Yeah,
and
writing
got,
his
oh, did
will.
You see the writing on the will? It was like
I didn't
appoint
read it specifically.
Gloria as my executioner and stuff like that.
I really loved how they took the crushed up his crushed up like box that he came in. And they just turned the giraffe sign upside down,
oh,
so
yeah.
it's now pointing at the ground where he would be buried. I thought
yeah.
that was a nice little visual gag.
Yeah,
the resolution of the film was weird. Cause like,
yeah.
Like, they don't really learn anything, and then they're like, all right, we'll go back to New York, but we'll go somewhere else along the way. But Marty still hated New York.
Yeah, so I'm confused.
Yeah.
Also, how did they get around the meat problem?
They don't.
You guys have come by that point. So
yeah,
it
it's the salmon. They give him fish.
Okay, they just
oh,
teach
yeah.
him how to eat fish.
Yeah.
But it's not always going
to
be
but
fish.
But then, like, they
fish can probably
they don't
talk.
Get back to New York because they don't have the ship anymore.
Yeah, that too, where they're just stranded.
I
yeah,
think
out
they
of gas.
Get, I think they get picked quote. Up at the start of one. At
two
maybe. That's mm. my guess. That's the only way I could see them getting out. They should have just stayed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They've got, like, half the island now that they've scared off the other blokes.
Yeah, just fuck them up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, little armies.
And then at the end, like, the penguins seem, like, pretty intent on staying at Madagascar.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they came back from Antarctica.
They love that shit.
Although, it's a weird spot. How did the penguins get from Antarctica to Madagascar? Like, they had a lot
they're
of choices.
They're super intelligent.
They
yeah.
are very but also extremely dumb at the same time.
Yeah, but if they're, like, intelligent,
so
wouldn't they
English.
Just choose
I
somewhere
do,
else?
I do love that visual gag of when they're on the ship and they're trying to, like, decipher the code and it's just, like, fucking, like, walking over the keyboard. And then
yeah,
he gets
I
it.
Like that one as well.
Yeah, it just works.
I love that one of the penguins just knocks out the
yeah,
driver.
With the karate chop and stuff.
Should have done a, like, Captain Phillips / penguins crossover.
Oh.
Where the penguin is like, I'm the captain of this ship.
How good
now.
Is it that he's just always slapping the other penguin? Slapping him in the face. And he starts slapping the captain. Constantly. Go on, what else, Smith?
There's nothing else. That's...
Fuck.
They kind of, like, make a thing where they're like, the wild kind of sucks. Let's go back to our...
Yeah.
Cage.
Like, they liked the wild.
But I felt
end.
Like they liked it.
Yeah, they liked it.
They liked it.
The problem was
but they
just
also want to
Alex.
Go back. Yeah.
But then they fixed the problem of Alex with the salmon. So what was the big problem?
But then they're all just like, oh, yeah, we fixed it. But
yeah, but Alex still,
go still back.
Wanted to be, like, the king of New York. But
I guess.
He, like, was
his
never
arc's
a fan.
Not over.
I think that, like, Marty could stay and Alex could just go back.
Yeah, like, they could have just had that rift and had it be, you know, a natural rift.
Yeah.
But they were just like, nah, I'm going to come back with Alex.
Yeah.
Even though I hate it. What
the fuck's up with them? Seriously.
Yeah, I think gag-wise, good film. Story-wise.
Gag-wise, yeah. Good
a bit
film,
light on.
Yeah, for sure,
bit
man.
More
I agree. I was. I came
dumb.
Into this
it's,
thinking
I'll
both were good.
In me story.
You're yeah. going to rectify in your story.
Yeah.
So
great,
both aspects.
Great story, but terrible jokes.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
No, it's not.
A mixture of both.
No, I can guarantee you it's not.
How many words?
994.
Oh.
That's interesting. Below average.
Mm. Is it? I don't know.
That's how they rate Madagascar on
IMDb. Yeah, we'll bloody see how long it goes.
Wait, what did they rate it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
9.94.
I can't imagine
below
that being
average.
Good, surely.
Oh, 6.9.
Is it 6.9?
I think so.
That's pretty. That's fine.
Well, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Incredibles was 6.2.
What?
No.
Yeah, no, I was joking.
What do
there's
you reckon?
Like a
your
massive...
reaction as well.
No.
There's a massive base out there that hate Incredibles.
I wouldn't be surprised, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do we reckon Smith's story is going to be rated on IMDb? You know what? Let's hear it first.
Yeah, then you...
Let's save our judgment. I see you, Johnny. You were ready to jump down his throat with a 5.7 or something.
I was going to say 64 Rotten Tomatoes.
What are you doing?
What was that, mate?
Yeah, I was just getting into it.
You watch your back, mate, honestly.
Keep two eyes open.
Sorry, boys, just finishing up, Tucker.
Hey, how is it?
I hunted for it.
Oh,
elk.
Oh,
gamey.
Mixed with shapes. Australian
elk.
Original barbecue.
Original barbecue.
Mmm, delicious.
Fuck.
Yeah, Smitty, mate, you're on.
You're reading it off your smartphone.
Your smartphone.
Yeah, your smartphone is, I believe, the term you were trying to
look for. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that, Smittles. What's up with that, mate?
What?
Yeah, you know, where's the old laptop / iPad / a bigger screen?
This is just far easier, you know. I've got a nice good zoom in here, if you can see clearly.
Yeah, what are you using?
I genuinely couldn't see
that. What are you using, mate?
Grey squares.
Microsoft.
Microsoft Word. Online. Dropbox.
Yeah.
Never heard of Google Drive.
Google Docs. Is it a good service?
Sucks, yeah, mate.
All right, we'll have a word. You need to save your...
Yeah.
Yep.
He wants to like this outside.
No, after, mate. Go on, Bill.
What's it called, mate?
Yeah, it's called Dude, That's Not On.
Oh, it sounds like an ad.
I feel like this is... Well, yeah, we're going to learn something in this story.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is educational.
It's been several years since our beloved gang of Central Park animals got themselves stranded on the island nation of Madagascar.
Several years?
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, so we're really in the thick of it.
Yeah. Things were looking good for the most part. They'd spent a good year or two travelling the world on their luxury freight ship. And managed to make a considerable living, taking bored animals from across the globe into international waters. The last true wild.
Oh.
Ooh, very true.
For a night of the finest, sexiest pit fights the world has to offer.
Look, you were just about to say party. Well, that's to offer.
Pit fights? Those days are over now, unfortunately.
Oh.
As the gang grew considerably more homesick for New York as time went on. These days, things are a little bit different. Marty owns and operates a semi-successful escape room business in the Bronx.
What?
They're still in New York.
Wait, yeah.
They've gone back to New York. They were homesick. So this is a couple of years after their escapades there.
Yeah.
A place that specializes in wild-themed escapes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Gloria had resurrected the dead art of the workout tape by starting her own line of videos designed specifically for thick chicks who want to flaunt it as good as her.
Cool. That's hot. That's respectful.
Yeah.
Melman, perhaps the most tragic of all.
Oh, no. Passed away.
He developed scurvy and syphilis during their debauched time on the ship.
Oh.
And had no access. He had no access to the necessary medicine to survive.
I don't even know what debauched means.
Debauchery. Just like really sexy shit.
Okay, I get what
that's Melman sexual... really embraced it.
Dude, Melman was the purest out of them all.
And he died not long after. And Alex?
Rip.
Alex went back to being the king of the Central Park Zoo, of course. Yes,
of course he would, mate.
Though he really did pine for his glory days on the ship. Now that he was back at the zoo, everything just seemed so mundane.
Mm.
He missed being able to do whatever he wanted out on the open sea. But he also loved his concrete playground. On one particularly boring Thursday for Alex, he was munching on some steak when a small child approached. Hey, Furball, do a flip.
No.
Get lost, kid, I'm busy. He said, drooling over his steak. Mom, this isn't the cool lion you told me about. I thought this was the one who fought pirates on the open sea, not some little bitch.
Oh, fuck this kid.
Come on, Timmy. Maybe we can find a cool lizard or something.
Oh,
Timmy.
I feel like that name's been used a lot now, Arthur.
Mate, that's standard small child.
Yeah,
100%.
Hear, mate.
Alex, although acting tough and indifferent, was actually quite hurt by this interaction.
Yeah, fair enough.
He sat there moping for a little bit when a giant shadow appeared in front of him. Shit, baby, what you doing sitting down there looking so glum?
Is he saying that to Alex?
Is the pimp?
Gloria? Damn, girl, how long's it been? Too long, sugar. What's poppin'?
Damn.
Gloria started to become mobbed by thick mums.
Oh.
Alex really poured out all of his problems to Gloria, but she just couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
She had everything that he had ever wanted. Fame, chicks, steak too, probably.
Oh.
Anyway, baby, I gotta work out my juice, gotta keep those tapes coming.
Work out her juice.
Her juice.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. Alex's depression only got Alex's depression only got worse from then on out.
So did she just pop into the zoo and then leave?
Yeah. Okay. She popped in to see him, or
she popped in to see him, but then she got mobbed by people.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, she just got caught up in it.
That night, he looked at the sky for guidance.
Oh, just was like Simba.
Just like Simba. Yeah.
He felt like he was finally finding some clarity when a blimp crossed the night sky with an ad for Marty's escape room business. The ad was a picture of Marty hanging out with some smoking hot wild lionesses inside of his standard escape room scenario.
Yeah.
This enraged Alex, who started trashing the zoo. He was about to trash Melman's old cage.
No.
When he came across some of his old Xanax meds on the ground and got sad again.
Is there any other animals in the zoo, or is it just him?
At night time, it's just him. Everyone else is hiding.
Okay.
Mm. In his sadness, he was greeted by the ghost of Melman.
Is Melman dead?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, okay. That was at the start, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who wore sunnies and a cool leather jacket.
Oh, he's cool now. That's got to be a slap on... Yeah, no, go on, mate.
No, no, slap on what, mate?
Yeah, just slap on the slap on the ego.
Alex, dude, you've experienced true freedom on the high seas.
What's his voice?
You've got to bring that kind of freedom back home with you, eh, bro? Yeah. He said as he faded away.
Dude, that's sick.
That's all he popped in to say.
This was a moment of clarity for Alex, and then he knew what he must do. Alex spent the next few months infiltrating, bribing, and blackmailing the entirety of the New York City Town Hall. Eventually deciding himself to run for mayor of New York City.
Do the humans all hear him as like
roaring? He's quite articulate now that he's been to Madagascar.
That's excellent.
His campaign platform of good vibes, no laws, and mandatory steak dinners.
Fuck yes.
Really won over the over 65 Caucasian demographic.
Yeah, that's the dominant one in New York.
Really. Yeah, and soon after, all other demographics followed, just like dominoes. Things were finally looking up for the King of New York City. But of course, this could not last.
Mm. Oh.
There was a knock at the door of his campaign office. He opened it, and an unknown figure burst into the room. Mr. Alex the Lion, my name's Francesca von Chaujourn. And you've just been hashtag me too'd.
Oh, no!
Impossible. What could you possibly have on me? Francesca handed Alex a photograph of himself biting Marty's bear behind during their time on the island
of Madagascar. Yep.
Shit. Please, this is completely out of context. You have to be crazy to think that this will end me. Francesca then pulled out a tape recorder and hit play.
Oh, no.
Nah, bitch, come on.
What?
You aren't allowed to say no on this ship. Diego, escort her upstairs. She turned off the tape recorder. How's that for context, Mr. Lion? That won't hold up in court.
Oh.
Please, it only needs to hold up on Twitter.
Oh.
Consider yourself cancelled, Alex.
Yeah. Oh. Who got that tape? Was there a snitch in there somewhere?
Diego.
Like from Ice Age.
Yeah.
What?
Cool. Crossover.
You and your cancelled culture will pay for this. In a panic, Alex roared and jumped out the window into Times Square. The Twitter world already knew his secrets, and all the people around him on the street had turned on him.
I'm expecting like a tweet from Trump. Just like, not good enough. Very cool.
Not my type.
Very cool, Alex.
Marty approached him on the street, having been in Times Square himself.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
You did this to me. Alex, jealous of his friend and angered by his own actions, ate his separate friend right then and there.
Good stuff.
That's definitely not going to help his image.
Yeah, no, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Whoa! What?
You don't eat a zebra on Times Square and get away with it.
No. And is this just like a human animal integration ecosystem?
This is Zootopia. Yeah. Yeah, another crossover.
Right, okay, okay.
4 years later, while sitting in his cell, a guard came up to Alex. Hey, mate, you got a visitor.
Oh.
Alex sat silent. A shady figure in a trench coat came out of the shadows.
She.
Zia. Alex.
Oh, no.
Do you know why we're here? Oh, hey, penguins. You here to bust me out?
Oh.
Oh.
Not exactly. Kowalski. The penguins separated and pointed their weapons at Alex.
What?
He's getting...
Is this a hit?
He's getting me too. Fur is murder. You are murder.
What?
Peter sends their regards.
Oh, no!
Hamels, you would love this.
Peter, just getting this lion killed for doing what lions do.
Yeah, for eating an animal. He killed an animal.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
The penguins mercilessly unleashed on Alex and ended his sad
tale. Imagine they've got like the Tommy 1920s like Tommy guns.
I was thinking Uzis.
Uzis, yeah. One's got room
with it.
Definitely.
They would then go on to take 51% ownership of Marty's escape room business.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, like, was Marty in on this? Or, oh, no, yeah, because he died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wait, so Marty...
Why did they take on 50%?
51%.
Who was the other 49?
Just various shareholders.
Maybe, like, his mum and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's just how business works.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get all the shit.
So, let me get this straight. At the start, Gloria came in and was like, hey, man, how you going? And he was like, yeah, good. And then she left. Then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, look, I'm going to go out into New York. And then he sees Marty and kills him.
Hey, don't forget about
Melman's ghost.
Melman's ghost. Basically just saying, hang loose. And then he disappeared.
Yeah. He disappeared.
He had a leather jacket.
He
and
said,
sunnies on.
You've got it. You had everything you wanted in the open sea, you know, no law.
Oh, and then before that, like, the thing he decided... there's a reporter that tries to frame him and be like, oh, look, this is what you said on the ship.
I just love that. Melman's come in and said, yeah, man, remember on the ship when there was no rules and no laws and you did whatever you wanted?
He wants to be mayor to
and
not
Alex
have
was
any.
Like, you know what? You're right. I got to run for office. Yeah. Could have just got back on a ship and sailed the seas.
No, because he doesn't want to leave New York City.
Yeah, fair enough. Because he loves New York, but the people don't love him.
Yeah, he just goes to prison for like 4 years or whatever it was and then just gets killed by the penguins. Why did the penguins come in like 4 years?
Well, they had to get their, they had to get back from Antarctica.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. They were still there.
And they start working for Peter as soon as they get back.
They own the escape room business.
That was the revenge. And did no one see them do this in cold blood in the prison?
They paid off the guard.
Yeah.
I love that we, finally have escape rooms in a story. I feel like that's a topical theme.
I feel like it would have been
never hit.
Funny to really explore the actual escape room.
I was going to have... The big twist was going to be that it was an escape room in the end.
And the whole time.
A trick.
What was
Marty
just doing in Times Square?
Like his office is in Times Square. He's on his lunch break.
Is that what you said in the thing?
No, it was just my headcanon.
Okay. Yeah. Right, and then Marty... not Marty. Alex just ate.
Was he
hungry also? Did he
not
realise?
He was angry and jealous.
Yeah,
he jumped out the window.
Well, he got me too'd.
Yeah, he jumped out the window into Times Square, looked up, saw Marty and just ate him. What a wild series of events.
He's a wild creature, that old Alex.
Yeah, well, if you recall yesterday when I said that I just had a great idea for my story and I really wanted to roll with it. That was just the generally Alex being me too'd. But I really couldn't really...
Explain the me too. What is it?
There's the phenomenon of just male celebrities generally getting called out for, you know, inappropriate sexual stuff.
Yeah.
And then their career gets cancelled.
Yeah,
and
that's
what
why.
Is called cancel culture.
I also love that Me Too movement isn't even really topical right now. Like, we've missed it by like a year.
Bring it back, I guess.
Bring back Me Too.
Raising awareness. For it.
And Peter just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that was a bit of an unforeseen thing.
There were just so many ideas where I just like, if I had explored them properly, it would have been really good, but I didn't.
Okay, where would you have
But it's a mixed bag.
I wanted Peter to just like be really on Alex's side for a bit, and then break him out of prison.
Oh!
But I just felt like ending the story.
Yeah, no, I've...
Okay, maybe in the sequel.
I've seen that happen before.
And I wanted the Me Too thing to come in a lot quicker, but it took a while to get there.
Yeah, why did you decide that Melman would be a cool ghost?
Because because he really embraced his cool self on the boat.
Okay, yeah, I guess we never saw him on the boat.
No, I like that. There's always the callback to the boat, but you never experience.
No, yeah, but it you just know like good that, days. That like, oh no, yeah, it was 4 years or some 4 years or something after Madagascar, they were just on the boat hanging out. Yeah,
traveling. Yeah, fuck, you know, cruise ship,
seeing the world,
all kinds of animals on there,
orgies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. That's
how Melman got syphilis and died.
Is that where you were going to take your story?
I like you said scurvy, which you don't get from having sex.
No, the scurvy's just generally being from on the open seas with no vitamin C. Should have
eaten some.
Yeah,
should have had some oranges.
Yeah, but he didn't. He was too busy having sex.
Yeah,
gross. What's on for next week, guys?
That's a good question, mate. I reckon we should, you know,
take a break and
crack open a beer, discuss it,
have a bit of a 1-2 over.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
you will know in a minute.
I'll see you boys later.
Back, mate.
See you then.
See you, Tom.
This is great.
What movie, boys?
Tonight. Final thoughts on Matahuha.
Really just slow start back into final
thoughts. Yeah, boys.
Well, I'll be there in a minute, boys.
Final thoughts.
Very short. Jokes landed pretty well, but...
Jokes land well. I think the characters aren't memorable enough.
No, I didn't remember any of their names.
A Shrek.
Yeah.
Or a Toy Story. Mm. Or a... Incredibles that you're like, yeah, bloody love those boys.
Yeah, see, I forgot there was a giraffe, a hippo.
Yeah, they really don't do anything with Gloria.
Gloria literally does nothing for the whole film. But I remember. Either does the giraffe. They're kind of just there for gags, but they don't even tell good gags.
I didn't remember that the lion was the main character. I didn't remember any of that. Only thing I remembered was that Chris Rock plays the zebra.
Yeah. And the lemurs
and he's white with black stripes.
Lemurs. Oh, and the penguins, because of that spin-off show that happened with it.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
I did like the movie still.
Great.
We're lucky that it didn't go any longer than what it did.
Yeah, I'm glad it wrapped up like when it did.
It was like an hour and 20 minutes less, maybe.
Oh, yeah, any longer it would have been unbearable.
Yeah. But next week's film, 2 hours, 45 minutes, mate. You ready for this?
I've been on the edge of my seat the whole time.
I'm pumped. It's going to be great.
Australia.
Up there, gazelle. In there and fight.
It's going to have footy. It's going to have...
Mate, there's no...
Japanese.
We had that tonight for
dinner. It's going to have getting a beer with your bloody boys.
He's going to have bombs.
That's going to be half the film, I reckon. He'll be getting a beer with his boys in
Hugh
the park.
Hugh Jackman topless.
Drover's just going to be bloody... Drover is Hugh Jackman's character, from what I recall.
Nicole Kidman topless.
Yeah. He's just going to be having he's going to be having a couple at the pub, and then this Nicole Kidman character is going to be walking off the street and be like, indubitably. And
so, do we know what year Australia came out? The movie
The movie came out?
2012.
Yeah.
When everything changed.
Really? That was when,
I think it was 2012.
Predicted our deaths.
Yeah.
Probably,
2010, 2011, 2012.
Right, we're going to tackle it. We're going to take a 2019 spin on it. That's why it's Dak Potty, isn't it?
Australia's different than it was back in 2012.
Yeah. A lot more hard yakka.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, having a fair go.
Yeah.
If that's one thing we believe in.
Me too,
Just having a fair go.
And I feel like this movie is going to encapsulate that, given old Nicole a fair go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she still going out with that bloke, Keith?
I believe so.
Yeah.
They got a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on him.
How's he doing in school?
We don't talk
about He's a bit daft, but he knows his numbers, and that's all that matters.
He's math a little major, bit country.
Math major.
He's a little bit country, and we're a bit
rock
and roll.
But the problem is, Keith wants him out there on the tractor, and little Timmy Kidman keeps on saying, "Nah, Dad, let me count."
Nicole Kidman was just like, "No, he's a Kidman.
He's a Kidman."
Urban was like, "Dude, this kid's from the streets." But we all know that Huey tapped it first.
Oh, man.
So, on that note, we'll see you next week, mate. For Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, on you, boys.
Yeah, up there, Gazali.